Blessings and welcome to the introduction to hypnosis and self-hypnosis recording. My name is Robert Davis. I'm co-director of New Earth Hypnotherapy with Jennifer Osgood. The following information that will help you to get the most from your self-hypnosis training. Blessings and welcome to the intro to hypnosis and self-hypnosis recording. My name is Robert Davis. I'm co-director with Jennifer Osgood at New Earth Hypnotherapy. The following is important information that will help you to get the most from your self-hypnosis training. This audio is designed to help you in two ways. First, to teach you how to access the state of mind known as hypnosis. And second, by way of hypnosis, activate your mind power and live the life of your dreams made manifest. Hypnosis is a natural yet altered state of mind during which you can direct your inner creative intelligence, your subconscious mind. Hypnosis has been used to benefit humankind for thousands of years. Hypnosis is one of the oldest healing modalities known to civilization. It was approved by the American Medical Association in 1958 and approved by thousands of shamans tens of thousands of years ago. When in hypnosis, you will never be unconscious. Some people won't feel much of a discernible difference between their conscious state and that of being hypnotized. On the other hand, most will be aware of a significant shift in awareness to an altered state. By following the hypnotherapist's instructions, you will experience a kind of relaxation that facilitates focused concentration during which you are in full control. The characteristics of hypnosis. 1. An emotionalized desire to satisfy the suggested behavior. When used as directed, self-programming with hypnosis will help you feel like doing more of what you need to do to succeed. 2. An extraordinary quality of mental, physical, and emotional relaxation. I use the word extraordinary because the type of relaxation achieved with hypnosis is not found in any other process. I often feel a discharge of accumulated stress from all levels when practicing self-hypnosis. Being in hypnosis will give you access to the full systems of your body, allowing them to balance naturally into a state of homeostasis. 3. A heightened responsiveness to suggestion, direction, and instruction. A suggestion is an idea that reaches the mind and stimulates action. I use the word programming. Programming is a message you choose to reach your mind in order to cause the beneficial change. Hypnosis also bypasses the critical factor of the conscious mind. The critical factor of the mind critically examines incoming ideas through a filtering screen from past experiences and interpretations. It is important to silence this inner voice to facilitate the acceptance of beneficial programming. You can identify your critical factor as the chatterbox or monkey mind in your head that has a continuous stream of inner monologue. If you were to stop the recording right at this moment and listen for your critical factor, the inner chatterbox, you would hear a voice in your head saying, "Chatterbox, I don't hear anything," or something like that. Meditators often learn hypnosis to silence the inner chatterbox and receive from their meditation what they have always wanted. a peaceful, quiet mind. Your divine, natural birthright. When in the hypnotic state, you are able to amend old negative ideas and self-concepts, replacing them with positive, helpful programming. Repetition is necessary. Use this recording every day. Typically, hypnosis recordings are to be used for a minimum of 21 days and can be used indefinitely. Before any goal can be reached, you need three inner experiences first. They are desire, faith, and expectation, and all three will be increased through hypnosis. Desire is the experience of emotionalized need, so I want you to pick a goal you feel strongly about. Next, you will need some degree of faith in your ability to achieve the goal. Faith is inner conviction. By visualizing your goals as already achieved, your subconscious creative intelligence will think you can do it because it saw you do it during your self-hypnosis. Research has shown that the subconscious cannot tell the difference between fact and fantasy. The subconscious mind is directed by images. Simply put, it is a picture consciousness. When the hypnotherapist instructs you to imagine something, make it up as vividly as you can. By thinking of the goal as already achieved, you program your subconscious to believe you are already that successful person, and you are. This expands your self-concept to include the goal as part of your reality. This releases a magical force from within. It liberates the creative intelligence you already possess to achieve the goal. Next is expectation. Every level of your mind must expect to experience the goal as successfully achieved. Often I recommend that my students break the goal into smaller pieces, chunking it down. By successfully accomplishing the smaller action steps that build to the ultimate goal, you provide the conscious mind with the reasonable evidence that indicates the goal is attainable. Also set a timeline for when the goal is to be achieved. And program what you want, not what you don't want. Program what you want, not what you don't want. For example, let's say someone has been asked to do a presentation for their boss and the shareholders at their company in 2 weeks. Let's say this person has a fear of public speaking. When in hypnosis, this person is to imagine that they possess all the positive qualities of a skilled public speaker. They are to mentally rehearse every important detail that they want to occur on that specific day. They should see the boss and the shareholders responding in positive ways. Imagine them listening with interest and clapping when the speech is concluded. All right, the next step is very important. Before even using this recording, I recommend that you write out your goal on a 3x5 card and place it near your bed. Be specific and state exactly what is to occur using positive words. Read this card before going to sleep at night. You see, during sleep, your dominant function is subconscious activity. By reading the goal card before going to sleep, you put your subconscious creative mind to work, manifesting the goal as a reality. When you wake up in the morning, read the goal card again. Before we go into the self-hypnosis portion of the recording, there are a few tips on how to have a better response one. For some people, repeating everything the hypnotherapist says silently to themselves takes them deeper into the experience. For instance, when you hear the hypnotherapist say, "You relax more while I count backwards," you are to translate this into, "I relax more when counting backwards." Two, eliminate the use of stimulants like coffee and tea before self-hypnosis. Three, select a time and place to practice hypnosis where other people or the telephone will not disturb you. Four, never use any hypnosis recording while operating machinery or driving an automobile. Five, for the best results, use this recording at least twice a day. I recommend you use your recording in the morning and again in the evening. Six, sit or lie down somewhere very comfortable. Loosen any tight or restrictive clothing. If sitting, keep your back straight and your head slightly tilted down about a half inch. If lying down, try lying flat, arms at your side, and do not cross your legs. If you fall asleep lying down, sit up for hypnosis. Seven, don't try too hard. You can actually inhibit the process by trying too hard. Let it be easy. The effects of hypnosis are cumulative and progressive. Basically, the more often you use the recording, the better your subconscious will respond. And eight, the use of stereo and/or headphones is recommended. Self-hypnosis. Sit or lie back and make yourself comfortable. Now find a spot to stare at right in front of you. Hold your eyes open. Be still while you focus on my instructions. In a moment, I will ask you to take a deep breath in. When you exhale, say to yourself, "Sleep now." When I say sleep, I'm referring to a pleasant, hypnotic state of inner awareness and physical relaxation. A peaceful, dynamic relaxation. Now continue staring and take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly and say to yourself, "Sleep now." Take another very deep breath in. When you exhale, let go of unnecessary tension and say, "Sleep now." Good. Take another very deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax more and say, "Sleep now." And just close your eyes down. With your eyes closed, just focus on the sound of my voice. Continue to breathe deeply for the next few moments. As you exhale, whisper to yourself the word peace. And just notice sinking deeper into a pleasantly relaxed feeling. Good. Breathe in the peace. Then slowly whisper to yourself the word peace with each exhale. Good. If you have followed my instructions, you are now experiencing a nice level of relaxation. You may be able to sense an even deeper level of relaxation available to you. I now invite you to double the relaxation you already have. This is how. In a moment, you are to think about, imagine, and feel a beautiful beam of white light descending upon you from above. Imagine this white light brings a wonderful feeling of peace and relaxation. Now, as you inhale your next breath, bring the warm, relaxing energy of that white light down into your scalp. A warm and relaxing wave of energy. Down your neck and into your shoulders and arms. Down into your wrists and your fingers. Just letting your arms be still. In fact, you may notice as you exhale your next breath, your arms growing more and more comfortable as they release unnecessary tension. And now imagine, sense, and feel that warm and relaxing energy moving down your back into your chest and abdomen. As you breathe in your next breath, breathe in peace and tranquility. And exhale any and all tension. Now say to yourself, relaxing more now. Now that relaxing warm wave of energy moves down through the back into your hips and legs. A warm and relaxing sensation moving down your legs as you are going down deeper and deeper into a pleasant state of relaxation now. Down into your legs, just send the mental thoughts of relaxation. The relaxing energy is moving pleasantly down into your feet, through your ankles and toes. Say to yourself, relaxing more now. Again, say to yourself, relaxing more now. Good. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards from the number 10 down to the number 1. As I do, imagine moving your awareness deeper and deeper within. This will help you relax more. If you want to go even deeper relaxed, repeat everything I say. Going deeper now into a pleasant mind power state, and yet at any time you can remove yourself from hypnosis by simply thinking to yourself, awake now. For now, just continue going deeper and deeper into this pleasant state. Number 10, easily drifting down, deeper relaxed. 9, down, deeper relaxed. 8, down, deeper relaxed. 7, imagine, sense, and feel traveling down deeper and deeper into this pleasant relaxation. 6, going down even deeper and deeper down into pleasant relaxation. 5, letting go, doubling your relaxation again. 4, down, down, deeper relaxed. 3, drifting like a leaf down, deeper and deeper down into this pleasant, healing, self-hypnotic state. 2, drifting down deeper and deeper and one. Say to yourself, completely relaxed now. Again, say to yourself, completely relaxed now. Now just focus on the sound of my voice. All the following positive ideas you are about to hear are the truth about you. They make a deep, vivid, and permanent impression on your creative mind. Yes is your reply to them. Enjoy saying yes in your mind as often as you want while receiving these powerful positive truths about you. You now enter this pleasant hypnotic state more quickly, more easily each and every time you practice hypnosis. You now respond more quickly, more easily to your thoughts of entering hypnosis. You now go deeper into a more powerful hypnotic state each and every time you practice hypnosis. Not because I say so, but because this is your natural birthright. To control your own mind is your natural ability. And it now becomes easier to do so every day and in every way. Each and every time you practice hypnosis, you have a much deeper, more profound, and more pleasant experience. You now access a great and ever-present reservoir of inner resources. You direct your inner creative mind to increase the happiness and joy in your life. By enjoying yourself here in this state, you realize you have a powerful inner resource, your inner creative mind. You are the part of life happening as you. You are the part of life happening as you. You are filled with light, strength, confidence, and power to fulfill your highest potentials. All your energies now come together to help you achieve your goals, more now than ever before. Right now, I want you to think about a special positive goal, a goal that is very important to you, something you really want to attain or experience in this lifetime. Now create a mental movie of that goal successfully being accomplished in the present. Make the mental movie by thinking about, imagining, and sensing the goal achieved right now. While doing that, get in touch with what it feels like to have already achieved the goal. Do this now while I'm quiet. Good. You have just directed your inner, infinitely creative mind to assist you in achieving this specific goal now. you enjoy the great feeling of accomplishment, joy and satisfaction that comes out of attaining this goal. Let yourself step into that feeling right now and repeat in your mind, I am more confident and courageous every day and in every way. I am more confident and courageous every day and in every way. I am more confident and courageous every day and in every way. Continue repeating in your mind with me. Every day in more ways, I am more pleased with myself and others. Every day in more ways, I am more pleased with myself and others. Every day in more ways, I am more pleased with myself and others. That's right, you are. You go more deeply into self-hypnosis every time you practice. You respond more rapidly to your self-hypnosis techniques. This helps you to direct your inner creative mind. You are a powerful, positive person. You're becoming more optimistic every day. This is because you now know that optimistic people, like you, are happier and healthier people. Optimism is your natural ability to see the best in any given situation. So right now in your mind, repeat to yourself, I am becoming more optimistic now. Now, I am becoming more optimistic. I am becoming more optimistic now. I am an optimist. You are now becoming an eternal optimist. Who you truly are is greater than any idea of limitation. Focus and feel this truth about you. You are greater than any idea of limitation. You now connect with all the right people and attain all the right knowledge to successfully experience your deepest desires. You now take all the right action steps to achieve the goal you just focused on. You feel an increasing physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, and spiritual energy within you. These energies assist you in achieving your goal. You now experience a high level of emotional desire to achieve your goal. You now do all the right things when it is time to do them to successfully achieve your goal. The effects of hypnosis are cumulative and progressive. The more often you listen to this recording, you demonstrate your commitment to being a happier, healthier, more successful human being. Your inner creative mind continues to accept all these positive, beneficial ideas as the truth about you. Your inner creative mind continues to do its perfect work for you. More and more each and every day. On your command, you go deeper and faster into this relaxing state of hypnosis. When you want to go into your mind power self-hypnotic state, you simply take a deep breath in, then exhale while saying, "Sleep now." On or before the third breath, just close your eyes down and enjoy hypnosis. In a moment, I'm going to count up to the number of five, and as I do, bring yourself back from hypnosis to where you were using this wonderful recording, knowing you can return to this pleasant, peaceful state anytime you choose. You come back rested, refreshed, rejuvenated, feeling like you had a short nap. So now, number one, coming back now. Number two, you feel a sense of strength, power, and well-being glowing from inside you. Three, coming back, feeling rested, rejuvenated, refreshed, feeling perfect in every way, physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. Number four, fill up your lungs, and as you exhale, slowly stretch. Number five, eyes open, fully aware, and fully alert. Good. I want to thank you on behalf of New Earth Hypnotherapy.